Warning. Listening to the following podcast may mean you are pussy whipped. I know I am.
Coming, Tiziano!
Welcome to the Cat Lovers Podcast, number 6. My name is Mark Gunn, and I am your host of the Cat Lovers Podcast. I was looking at when I last published one of these podcasts, and it was 2.5 months ago. The end of August, and I am so sorry. As it is, I've been extremely busy. In fact, I've been on the road for the past two and a half months. Well, just a lot of traveling. So I haven't had time to really work on this podcast, but I saved up a few notes, found some things that I wanted to share, and I hope you will enjoy it. Let's get started. I want to start off with a couple of web links that I found, or actually I didn't find, some other people were sending them to me. It's one of the things when you become a cat lover and you tell your friends about being a cat lover, you get lots of emails from people saying, ooh, check out this, check out this, check out The Mowls. The Mowls is a daily cat comic strip. You can find it at mows.com. Really cute little thing. And of course another one I got was Stuff on My Cat. You bound have seen this one. I think I got this from 4 or 5 different people, which is pictures you can submit with various items on your cat. It's very funny. And also, mycathatesyou.com, where you can see pictures of angry footy tats. Really cute. You can find that at mycathatesyou.com. Now, I met a lot of cats on the road, and this is where I want to tell you about some of them. It was fun out there meeting cats. I remember a couple years back, I was talking to Draw. You can find her at houseofdraw.com. She designs Renaissance Festival clothing, a lot of great shirts. I'm a huge fan of her shirts and buy them as much as I can. They're designer wear for the Renaissance festivals. It's great. But they're gorgeous shirts, in any case. But I was talking to her, and she's a big cat fan. She was telling me how when, you know, she walks around and goes, meow, 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 to all her customers, and she finds people love to talk about their cats. And that is the coolest thing in the world. So as I was on the road, I got to meet a lot of these cats. And this was a whole new experience, to actually meet the cats firsthand. In Crestview, Florida, we did a house concert where I met Artemis. Tode went to my lap. Okay, come on, Tode. And also met Cassie. Her full name is Cassiopeia, and she used to belong to Satan, but he couldn't handle her, so he dumped her off at Mad Lady Red's house. In Clearwater, Florida, I met a couple of cats. One of them was partially lame. It was apparently been hit by a car, and it was really sad to see, but still the sweetest, most loving little kitty around. And they also had Ophelia and Fortuna. It was really very cool. But when I got to Kansas City in particular, I noticed a few houses that I stayed at where the cats were declawed. And I'll tell you straight up, it bothers me a lot. I mean, once I learned what declawing really was, I found it really bothered me. So what I want to do is I'm going to educate you on declawing and an alternative to declawing that you might not have known about. If you're worried about cats tearing up your furniture, you should know some of these facts, and you should hear something about soft paws. So this I got this information from declawing.com. It was written by a veterinarian named Dr. Christiane Schelling. Before you consider declawing your cat, you should check out this site. There's a lot of good information. First of all, one of the things that this veterinarian mentions is that declawing is pretty much an American thing. It's something people do for their own convenience without realizing what actually happens to their beloved cat. In England, declawing is termed inhumane and unnecessary mutilation. And I, like the veterinarian, wholeheartedly agree. In many European countries, it is actually illegal. Before you make the decision to declaw your cat, there are a few important facts you should know. Declawing is not like a manicure. It is serious surgery. Your cat's claw is not a toenail. It is actually closely adhered to the bone, so closely adhered that to remove the claw, the last bone of your cat's claw has to be removed. Declawing is actually an amputation of the last joint of your cat's toes. It's like cutting off the top of your finger When you envision that, it becomes clear why declawing is not a humane act. It is painful surgery with a painful recovery period. And remember that during the time of recuperation from the surgery, your cat would still have to use its feet to walk, jump, and scratch in the litter box, regardless of the pain it is experiencing. Wheelchairs and bedpans are not an option for a cat. No cat lover would doubt that cats, whose senses are much keener than ours, suffer pain. They may, however, hide it better. Not only are they proud, they instinctively know that they are at risk when in a weakened position, and by nature will attempt to hide it. But make no mistake, this is not surgery to be taken lightly. Your cat's body is perfectly designed to give it the grace and agility and beauty that is unique to felines. Its claws are an important part of this design. Amputating the important part of their anatomy that contains the claws drastically alters the conformation of their feet. The cat is also deprived of its primary means of defense, leaving it prey to predators if it ever escapes the outdoors. Some people say that their cat's personality change after being declawed, yet the medical community does not recognize this as a potential side effect. Okay, so now you realize that declawing is too drastic a solution, but still concerned about keeping your household furniture intact. Is there an acceptable solution? Happily, yes. A big, joyful, humane, yes. Actually, there are several. You can go to catscratching.com to find many solutions as well as insight into the psychology of why cats scratch. You can teach your cat to use a scratching post. Sisal posts are by far the best. You can trim the front claws. You can also employ aversion methods. One of the best out there that I've seen and I've heard a lot of good things about is soft paws. Soft paws, found at softpaws.com, are lightweight vinyl nail caps that you glue on the cat's front claws. They're great for households with small children and are extremely useful for people who are away from home all day long and can't exercise the watchfulness necessary to train a cat to use a scratching post. Soft paws are easy to apply and last about 4 to 6 weeks. Now, this is kitty manicure. The colored caps look spiffy on a tabby or tom, and they have the added advantage of being more visible when one finally comes off when you replace it. You can find soft paws on the web at softpaws.com or call 1-800-989-2542. You need to remember, though, that the caps and nail trimming should only be used on indoor cats who will not be vulnerable to the dangers of the outdoors. If you go to declawing.com, you can also find a list of countries where declawing is either illegal or considered extremely inhumane and only performed under extreme circumstances or for medical reasons. If you love your cats, please have the courtesy, the kindness, and the humanity to not declaw your precious friend. I do have a lot of antique furniture, actually, and I don't use soft paws. So I haven't had the opportunity to use soft paws. Actually, one of my best friends, she recently, we put them on her cats. And while they are, you know, a temporary annoyance, I think considering the alternative, it is definitely a much more humane and better way to protect your cat and protect your furniture in the process. Again, if you can do without any of that, your cats will love you for it. It's been great seeing my cats. You know, one of the biggest problems I had being on the road, though, was they didn't handle me being gone for basically 3 weeks. At one point in October, I was gone 3 weeks straight, and I had people coming in looking after them daily, which is one of the things that I insist upon doing. But the problem is that cats don't handle that super well, and it took them a while, though, to recover, and eventually, when they finally did, their life was much happier. And so was mine. Yes. The main thing that I've been focusing on over the past few weeks has been the official release of my new CD, Irish Drinking Songs for Cat Lovers. It was officially released on October 25th, and promptly climbed the charts of CD Baby to the number 12 most popular CDs on that site. I don't know if you're familiar with CD Baby. It's a great store. CDBaby.com is the URL, and it's the world's largest music store of independent music online. and it's very, very popular among independent musicians. And so I put my CD on there. That's where I sell all the Brobdy, Nagy, and Bard CDs. That's my band outside of writing Cat songs. And it climbed up to the top 12 for that week. So it was fantastic. I was really excited to see that. I've also started thinking about what's next. When I grew up, I was a big fan of Weird Al, and I used to listen to a lot of him and his parodies. And I remember there was a bunch of songs that I would listen to. I'm like, what is that? That sounds familiar, but I can't place it. I never saw where what the original songs were, and I was like, oh gosh, what were these? And so then at one point I actually put together a little cassette tape that would play the Weird Al parody followed by the original version of the song. But that got me thinking that what I need to do next is, but while I'm still writing, I still have a lot more songs that I need to write if I'm going to do a second follow-up CD. So I decided what I'm going to do is I'm going to put out Irish Drinking Songs, The Cat Lover's Companion CD, which will be all the original versions of these Irish drinking songs, so you can hear, because some of the songs I found that people don't know. Jasper Tabby Kitty Catty, for instance, it's actually a Scottish song. Many people don't know this, so I'm going to see about putting together a CD. I'm probably not going to do the full production that I did for this CD. It'll just be me and my auto harp. And maybe some cats, and I don't know, maybe I'll get a few backup singers to help out too. It won't be quite as big a project as the original CD. Speaking of the original CD, though, I also gotta say, you know, I've had some great reviews for this album too. I actually there was one that came in just yesterday from Penny Wall, Waugh, from the Isle of Skye. Found this CD while trawling the internet for cat-related items. Love it! Cat Rosie, who runs a mile when I sing, actually paused in her washing to listen. The other two were less impressed, but cats generally don't do impress. Please give us some more, Mark. There's a lot of those. Actually, you can go to catdrinkingsongs.com to purchase the CD and also to read all the reviews. I got just been blasted with reviews, come to think of it. And if you have a copy of the CD, please review it yourself. I would love to get some more feedback on CD Baby. Let's see how far we can make it. You know, 50 reviews? How about that? Think we can pull that off? That would be so cool. I also want to send out some special thanks to these kind supporters. There have been a lot of people who sponsored the CD, but during that time I had over 140 CDs that went out to people who sponsored the album before it was even available. So I want to thank some of the people who helped on that, like Susan St. Lockhart, Charles Walker, Scott Robinson, Jennifer L. Sperry, Shelley Oden, Elizabeth Northrup, R.N. Goddard, Mary Mealeaf, Larry Lochner, Catherine Devine, David and Deborah K. Bibb, Catherine Robinson, Charlotte Strait, Tay Aston, Fred Milano, Sandra Bobliter, Shelley Clifford, Matthew Williams, Denise D. Hunting, Roger Skolsky, Brenda Jarvis, Virginia Page, Kelly McLaughlin, Alan Brown, Steve Shonk, Fireball Express, Sarah Leonard and Sarah Gruitz, Rebecca Jordan, Sarah Carmen, and Beth Beale. I really appreciate all of you for helping me out to pay for this album. It looks like I might actually break even with Christmas coming around. I'm hoping that will finish the job. So, speaking of which, if you want to buy a copy for a friend, you can save 20% when you order it on CD Baby if you order two or more copies. So please help out if you can. It has been a great project and I really appreciate all your help. I'm going to finish up with one of the songs that is not on the CD. This song is called Harry Potter and the Rising of the Moon, based on Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, when Harry, as a baby, is first delivered by Dumbledore to the Dursleys. I imagine all these animals, particularly cats, gathered around to see Harry's arrival. But since The Goblet of Fire is being released tonight, and I'm going to be catching one of the first shows, I decided I'll play this. I actually wanted to release this officially on the CD, but the problem was I've not been able to get in touch with Scholastic, who is J.K. Rowling's publisher. So, until that happens, I might have to save it for another CD. Although I made a slight boo-boo in that I actually sent the first pressing of the CD actually includes this song. So, If you get it soon, I have about 300 or 400 copies more of this CD. So if you want to get a copy of, with this song, you better order soon. Meantime, this is Harry Potter and the Rising of the Moon. Thank you for listening to the Cat Lovers Podcast.
Oh, come tell me, Tom O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. He caught the hair while his fur glistened and his whiskers wiggled low. I hear a rumor from Godric's Hollow that you know who is through. Killed James and Lily Potter by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon.
He killed James and Lily Potter by the rising of the moon. Then come tell me, Tom O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. Old Hagrid says on Privet Drive, Muggles live there, says he. McGonagall and Dumbledore should meet Hagrid there soon. On the doorstep of the Dursleys by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon.
On the doorstep of the Dursleys by the rising of the moon. Out from drainpipes, roofs, and windows, golden eyes peer through the night. Now Paul was heard to shuffle neath that amber street lamp light. Rumors ran along the alleys like the barn owls newly croon. And 100 cats were gathered by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon.
And 100 cats were gathered by the rising of the moon. On the corner of 4 Privet Drive, a tabby cat hid stand, and the lamplights disappeared inside old Dumbledore's right hand. A baby slept in Hagrid's arm when his motorcycle touched doom. What become of Harry Potter by the rising of the moon?
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon.